Chapter 7, Section 1. Re-meet the Ism Triplets. After Napoleon was defeated, a little less than 100 years before World War I, the governments of Europe sought to make sure that no revolutionary could attempt to unify Europe again. Part of the appeal of Napoleon's message, like the communist theory we read about, was that it sought to achieve equality for all, regardless of nationality, at least in theory. Therefore, the best way of preventing such a foreign message was to strengthen national identity and focus on national heritage, culture, and superiority. This idea is called nationalism. NATIONALISM. Of course, any nation in Europe was considered by Europeans to be automatically better than any nation outside of the continent. So how did Europeans rank themselves? How does one nation prove that it is better than its rivals? The answer was twofold. The first answer we have already seen in the past chapter. In order to be better, a country needs a bigger empire. As we know, this is called imperialism. I-M-P-E-R-I-A-L-I-S-M. The second answer is closely related. The main way to ensure that one's nation could control a vast empire was through building a strong military, both armies and navies. Ideally, a nation's military would maintain constant growth and ensure that neighboring European powers and their African/Asian holdings would not threaten it. This focus on military superiority leading to national superiority is called militarism. M-I-L-I-T-A-R-I-S-M.